Reporting for Brownfield from Commodity Classic in New Orleans, I'm Mark Dorenkamp, and I have with me the Vice President of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Ben Augustine. Ben, where do you farm?
Sheldon, Wisconsin. I'm actually a dairy farmer milking about 700 cows, so grow a lot of corn, soybeans, and alfalfa.
How's the operation been the last couple of years, especially going from a time where it was very profitable in dairy and really with corn and soybeans to a time now where things aren't so rosy?
Yeah, you're right there, Mark. I mean, last few years were great. High milk price, high commodity price. It was great times in agriculture, especially for the state of Wisconsin and across the United States. This year is can be a little different. Made some tough financial decisions made, not only as in possible farm expansions and this and that. Could be machinery costs. Or purchase of machinery as much as land rent even, or input costs. It's gonna be tough. Gonna have to tighten the belt up here a little bit and figure out what's gonna be best for your operations then, but still maintain a strong bottom line here. So
what's that belt tightening look like on your farm?
This year for us, it's not gonna be too bad. We kind of saw this coming the last couple of years. We kind of took a strategic effort. Okay, let's get ahead on the farm here. So when we do hit a tough time, it wasn't going to impact us really that bad. We got good resources in place this year. We have for the last few years too. So, I mean, just get more efficient and try to get everything possible we can out of every area and get the most max and most efficiency, money, and profit out of it. So,
well, that's certainly a major topic for Wisconsin farmers. What are some other topics that a lot of your members are talking about right now?
Low corn price, that kind of contradicts milk price, soybean price, even all the way to the hay price too. Price of a round bale of hay is $20. Corn being at places below $3 now. So a lot of farms are really asking questions, what's going on here? And kind of finding out, you know, our export market's down for the United States here. We were at around 60%. Now we're down to about to the 33% of the markets. So plus two, we had a strong crop yield last year. Wisconsin had a record corn year. I did even on my farm. I had a record year here, really smashed the records. Brazil crop and Argentina crop later looks good this year too. So there's a lot of carryover, and there's just a lot of commodities out in the countryside, out and even in the world. So
yeah, I don't know how long you've been farming, but in listening to you describe the various issues that are on the minds of farmers, it's a global marketplace, and really, if you're going to be successful in agriculture, you have to be aware of what's going on, not just beyond the fence line, but across borders and across oceans.
Very true. Hopefully, I'm hoping we can get these markets opened up back to China, milk back, or dairy back to Russia, too. Hopefully, they can start taking some more and that, too. So hopefully, these economies, world economies, start gaining a little strength. Too, so, and along with our dollar here too, you need to make some corrections here in the market here, place here, so open some access up points.
Well, Ben, with your member growers that are here in New Orleans this week and some of the different meetings that you've participated in, the delegate sessions, anything that we haven't talked about yet that you would like to mention?
Membership in our state, it's always been kind of on the weaker side of things. It's not been our strongest, like some of the I states. So we've kind of had to focus on get more members involved, get more members out of state to like here or Washington, D.C. to get a stronger voice, not only for our state, but for as corn grower, but for NCGA and corn growers in general, too. So strength in numbers.
Are you seeing the fruits of that labor at this point? Are you starting to see an increase in membership?
Yes.
Yeah, we are. I mean, it's been slow progress. Last year, we kind of shifted our focus to it. So hopefully in, end of this year, we can see the big push from it. And hopefully we get a good response from it then too. So,
well, Ben, I really appreciate your time. Good luck this growing season.
Thank you, Mark.